Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all, especially Linda T. listening in from Portland, Oregon, the five-woman frugal crew in Orlando. Keep those great emails coming, guys. And Mitchell Meeks and Kathy Tarver, super fans listening in from the SuperTalk Mississippi Network. This week's show is brought to you by our caring sponsors at National Treatment Centers. Guys, we're doing this shout out every week because everybody out there knows a family that is fighting the effects of today's substance abuse epidemic. And that's what it is. It's an epidemic. It is at every earning level, every educational level, every city, every town. Maybe it's your family tree that's battling it, or a neighbor, or someone you care about. If someone you care about needs help, pick up the phone. You are the one in control. And call the professionals at 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891. The number's going to be on our website as well, guys. BrilliantFrugalLiving.com. Help the ones you love. Put that chapter behind them. 800-287-7891. Sitting here, coffee in hand, going with a awesome chocolate almond with way too much cream in it, as usual. Yums. Looking out the studio windows at another gorgeous January day. It really is great out there. Honest to God, kids are hoping for a snow day or two this week here in the Philadelphia area. We might be able to deliver that to them. We're getting that minute or two of daylight more each day. Love it. Bring it on. And today, guys, we are revisiting in our two-part series here some fantastic new subject matter that I have been so wanting to connect with you on, and that's school choice. Okay, we had a great guest last week. We're bringing him back this week as well, later on in the hour. That's going to go into fantastic detail on this, but I wanted to go over some more information first that some of you may not have been aware of. I wasn't aware of it, and it can save you a ton of money if you're thinking about other school options for your kids or your grandkids. Now, I said this in last week's show. I am a tried and true, proud public school brat. I went to a fantastic school, you know, and so did my husband, also public school. When we had kids of our own, moved away from both of our various hometowns just a bit, we determined, after a lot of research, that as good as the public school was, a private school nearby was a better fit for our kids. So we're hearing from a lot of people who are in the same boat, where they themselves went to public school, and they're thinking to themselves, you know what, I am going to explore something outside the usual public school realm, because there are so many choices out there. There's the charter schools and the private schools and the parochial schools and the homeschooling. There's a ton of choices. It gets incredibly freaking overwhelming. And here's where we kind of distill all the information down and pare it down for you. Now, when we're talking about the biggest questions when it comes to private school, number one is always where it ties into our show. How do you afford it? You know, we're all still, you know, hauling out from the Great Recession. We got a ton of debt. The vast majority of Americans do. And understandably, yeah, your first priority is your kids or your grandkids, whoever you're considering, you know, non-public school for. But of course, you got to put pen to paper and figure out how to pay for it. So when we're talking about how to pay for it, I'm using this. We got this fantastic thing sending in from Living Well, Spending Less blog. It touches on so many of these. I love this. A number one if you're thinking about doing this, you know, leaning out of public school into a private school, parochial school, whatever, charter school, you name it, apply for private scholarships, okay? We have got stations for our show in just about every state in the union, and scholarship options vary significantly from state to state. But there are a number of nationwide scholarship options available, okay, including those from the Commonwealth Foundation. More than one listener let us know about the Commonwealth Foundation. They offer scholarships to partner Christian schools, okay? That's the Commonwealth Foundation. The next one is A Better Chance, which offers scholarships as well. The Jack Kent Cook Foundation, which offers scholarships to more low-income high school students. And the Children's Scholarship Fund. This is something that more than one listener sent in as well. The Children's Scholarship Fund, which offers scholarships to lower-income students in grades K through 8. All right, and that is just off the top of our head. It is unbelievable. It is fantastic to hear and read about all the various options to really pare down the cost of this. In addition to the programs I just mentioned, this is important, guys. Most private schools, most of them, also offer a large variety of in-house scholarships for students. And it doesn't have to be, you know, academic scholarships. There's all kinds of scholarships out there, guys, that can greatly reduce tuition costs. And this is one of the most important questions to ask when you're considering the different schools in your area, okay? There are even a handful of private schools across the country that offer free tuition. Okay, this is it's reality. Get out there and find out more about it. Additionally, and this is something we had a lot of feedback from, many churches offer tuition assistance to member families who wish to send their kids to schools within the same religious affiliation. Okay, so if you're thinking about, an Episcopalian academy or a Catholic school or a Christian academy, that's just the kind of thing you want to do. If you're a member of a local church, definitely inquire with your pastor or your church administrator and find out if that's an option. Okay, we got a lot to cover. I'm going to jump right into the next one because this is all money in your pocket. Next, the next biggest way to really greatly reduce the cost of private school for your kids, applying for your state voucher programs, okay? There are currently no federally funded school voucher programs, although you can always write your congressman to request it. But a few states, and these are all states that we have stations in, so listen up, a few states including Florida, Utah, Arizona, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Mississippi, Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, Georgia, and Washington, D.C. have established some kind of voucher program that provides funds to either low-income or special needs families or both for attending the private school of their choice. Okay, now here's where you can find a list. The Alliance for School Choice has assembled this huge comprehensive list. Okay, the Alliance for School Choice with detailed information about the different state vouchers currently available. Click on there, find out more about it. Now, if your kids or grandkids are younger, okay, many states also offer free preschool programs at the private school of your choice. And getting into the preschool program at the private school of your choice is a great way to get your toe in for future years down the road, okay? So now while Florida's program, I'm being told, is one of the best in the country, there are more than 40 states currently offering some sort of free or reduced cost pre-K program, okay? Your local pre-K school should be able to provide you with some more information on your own state's program. They're going to be in the know. Okay, next up, this is another big one. Take advantage of your state's state tax credit programs. This is big. Now, several of the same states I just mentioned, Florida, Utah, Arizona, Oklahoma, Indiana, and Georgia, as well as Iowa, Pennsylvania, my own home state, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Virginia, and North Carolina, a good long list there, have set up tax credit programs. These things are beautiful. Tax credit programs to give parents paying for private school a break on their taxes, and it's a big break, okay? Now, again, the Alliance for School Choice has also assembled a comprehensive list of all the different state tax programs currently available. If your state is not currently on that list, contact your local state representative. Representative means they represent you. And if your needs aren't being met, let your representative know it to find out how to get a tax program initiated. That's how it happened in all the other states. Make it happen for yours. We got room for one more before the break. And this is one that is a huge eye-opener. It blows wide open the idea that you might not be able to afford private school. Here's how you can. One of the biggest ways people get their kids into these schools, negotiate the tuition rates. Okay, it's a little known fact that private school tuition rates are rarely, if ever, set in stone, especially for the schools that may be eager to boost their enrollment rate of great kids. You've got great kids. You've got great grandkids. You've got wonderful kids that you're thinking about putting in these schools. These are just the types of kids that these private schools would love to have. So during your search for these schools, be sure to inquire as to whether there's any wiggle room within the published tuition rates. Get in there and dicker around and negotiate and talk them down just a bit, flat out. Many, many schools, if not all, have a cushion, shall we say, with room to adjust rates as necessary, particularly if you're thinking of sending more than one kid to the school. That's a big thing. There may also be a credit. There may also be a credit available. In exchange, maybe for a certain number of volunteer hours, if you have any teaching background, if you have any lunchroom background, if you have any background with kids, this is all the stuff they need to know about. So be sure to inquire about this possibility as well. You got to love this. Next one. In addition to negotiating tuition rates themselves, consider negotiating your payment schedule. It doesn't all have to be a lump sum, you know, for $5,000 each year. That's overwhelming for the vast majority of families. However, a 12-month schedule, you know, all through the year, even summer break, of $400 per month might be more manageable. That's about 10 bucks a day, guys. Can you do it? I think you can, especially when it's incorporated into a monthly budget. All right. A $5,000 a year school bill, that's about $10, $12 a day, give or take. Okay. That's what we're talking. Now it's about $15 a day. Can you do $15 a day for your kid? Most people can. 5,000 is overwhelming, but when you do 15 bucks a day, give or take, much more doable. That's what we're talking about. And guys, I want to hear from you as well. We have rarely had such a huge response. There's huge interest in school choice, in private schools, you know, any kind of schools. And I want to hear your feedback as well as to the best, most effective ways to get in there without breaking the bank. Time's flying, guys. Hang out for a second. We'll be right back right after this. Cheap is
small. The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you. 800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show with our two-part series talking with the fabulous Mr. Andrew Campanella about school choice. We had him on last week. Very busy guy, and for good reason. There's never been so much interest in school choice as we have today, and there's never been so many questions as we have. Thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be back.
Good stuff. Now, we had a tremendous response to last week's interview. There's never been, honestly, a couple things here driving this. There's never been such a big need for school choice, honestly, out there. There's never been so much interest, and there's never been so much misinformation. So you are absolutely cutting through all of the clutter with all of these fantastic bits of info that you shared with us last week. What kind of feedback have you been receiving? What seems to be the biggest bit of feedback for you on this?
You know, what I always am surprised by is how many people realize that there is school choice out there, but did not know that their family could access it, and did not know that when we're talking about school choice, we are talking about options within the public education system too. So lots of different types of schools that are available, most of them being tuition free. So our goal, again, is to raise awareness of all these different options. We don't say that one type of school is better than another. We just want families to be able to make those decisions for their own kids. So the thing I would say is the response to last week and the response to other comments that I've given on other shows is people don't necessarily know that these options apply to them, and they do.
Yeah, they absolutely do. Now, they're listening to you right now, and they're thinking, hey, you know what, for my soon-to-be kindergartner or my soon-to-be senior in high school or everybody in between, it's been kind of grabbing at them a bit for, you know, a couple of years, the thought of it. They're waffling, they're on the fence, and listening to you, they are now taking the plunge and putting pen to paper, and they're starting to, you know, look at their options out there. When they're doing that, and they start looking at, you know, school A, school B, school C, and they're walking through the door, they're nervous, they're not quite sure if they're doing the right thing, what questions would you recommend parents kind of go out there and start asking when they're looking for a new school?
That's a great question, and I'll talk about what questions I think parents should ask at the school when they visit. So I think parents should ask school leaders, what will you expect from my child? What expectations do you have for kids here? You want to find a school, regardless of the type, that has high expectations for kids. You want to ask questions that matter to your family. Do you care about the instruction style? Do you care about the curriculum? Do you care about homework? Do you care about testing? Do you care about class sizes? Do you care about extracurricular activities? Do you care about advanced coursework? There are so many different things that parents care about or know that their kids are interested in. And when you visit a school, that's the time to ask the questions. you don't want to find out that there's something that you really don't like after you've made the choice. Make a list in advance. Talk to your kids about the list, too. Okay, so what would really excite you about going to school every day? And obviously, it's not just recess. You know, but what would inspire you? What are you really interested in that if we could find a school that interested you in XYZ subject, you would be happy more days than not? Those are the things you want to think about.
I love that. And you brought up so many important points there. And this is something we touched on last week as well. You know, I was pretty lucky. I was no, you know, A-plus, you know, genius or anything by any stretch of the imagination in high school. But I had a really pleasant experience. You know, I went to a public school, had a fantastic experience there. And you think to yourself at the tender age of 17, 18, you think everybody's got that going on in high school until you connect with friends in college and after that. And some of them will relate these stories where they were just absolutely miserable in high school. It wasn't the right fit. You know, things were going on behind the scenes that parents didn't know about anything else. And it really actually shaded their idea on education later on, especially when it came to their own kids. So when we have these various options these days, it's something that, again, is overwhelming, but it's something that's so, it's just so welcome at this point in time. It's something that we're so glad to have. If I've heard stories, you no doubt have heard, you know, a dozen times that. What have you seen happen when students really aren't in the best school that's the best fit for them? What kind of stories are you hearing about?
Okay, so I have an example. I know a young woman who was going to a school in D.C., and Washington, D.C., and she was on the verge of dropping out. And her family thought that she would be another statistic. And they thought that there was probably no hope for this young woman. Then grandmother found out about a school choice program. They got this young woman into a different school. Wouldn't you believe she graduated as the valedictorian, and now she has two master's degrees.
Oh my gosh.
This is the story of school choice for so many families across the country. Kids can change their outlook on education and learning so quickly if they're in a different environment, because these are the years where kids learn the most, where they can absorb information and acquire knowledge more quickly than at any other time in their lives. So making a change can make a huge positive change for your child. I hear these stories almost every day, and I find them inspirational, but at the same time, I get concerned that not enough families know about the options available.
Oh, yeah. And you want to know what else I'm hearing? And this is something I read about between last week's interview and this week when you and I are talking. The ripple effects of not graduating high school or having such a miserable experience in high school or school in general that you don't go on to college, you don't go on for the, you know, the post-education type stuff. The monetary effects of that down the road over a lifetime of earning, over a lifetime of working and being in the workplace, that can have a profound influence. Your influence, I mean, just thinking again, ripple effects of that monetarily down the road can just be profound simply by not being in the right school.
That's absolutely right. And when you look at the statistics, students who graduate are more likely to earn significantly more over the course of their lives in terms of money, salary, pay, than students who do not graduate from high school. When you take all that together, there's about a $90 billion drain from our economy and our GDP because of the number of students who do not complete high school. So it's not just hurting communities in terms of funds in our economy that could be used to revitalize communities and help people and focus on priorities. Imagine the impact it has on those individuals' lives. And when you look at other statistics, you see that crime rates are higher for people who do not graduate. Of course, that doesn't mean that everybody who doesn't graduate is going to become a criminal, far from it. But when you graduate from high school, you just are presented with more opportunities in life. We want people to have those opportunities. We also know that when parents are able to actively choose the schools they send their kids to, those kids are more likely to graduate. So a high school graduation, even more important, in my opinion, than sending somebody to college, because if you get a good high school education and you graduate, you can be on a better path to a career, a job, a trade, or college. If you don't graduate, you're going to have so many more barriers put in front of you.
Absolutely. And I knew the time was going to fly again. Andrew Campanella, president of National School Choice Week, you have got an open mic anytime. What you talk about, your subject matter expertise is of interest to just about every single listener on our show. The response to last week's interview was just profound. You are doing such important work out there. Keep up the great work, and let me know if you want to join us again. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Kristen.
You bet. We'll be right back, gang, right after this.
Cheap is small, and not too...
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home. For less than a dollar a day. For real. With no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio.
Online at biztalkradio.com.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Another beautiful January day, half past the hour. Who better to join me than the real estate man himself, John Harriet, for another episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. Take it away, Dad. What's today's week's tea leaves telling you about the real estate market?
You are talking about beautiful January weather.
It's not bad.
I gotta tell you, kid, this is almost South Dakota quality cold here.
It's not bad. Well, the kids were devastated. We got some snow here in the Philadelphia area.
Mm-hmm.
It had the very poor timing to show up over the weekend. I mean, what's the point of getting snow on a weekend? It's not going to, you know, cancel
absolutely
out school.
Absolutely none.
None! So they were a little bummed about that, but still, I mean, if I can make it out of my driveway in January, it's a beautiful day in my book. So yeah, very okay. Picturesque, very scenic, not much help in getting the kids out of school, but other than that, another gorgeous January day. It's all good. And no matter what day of the year, month of the year, apparently it is always a good time to talk real estate. The party never stops in the real estate market.
The party never stops.
And
there's always something new to talk about.
Back that up. Okay? Take it away, sir.
All righty. We're going to touch on a whole bunch of topics, Chrissy. One is, where is the housing market headed in 2019?
Yummy stuff.
And what's going to be happening state by state? And by the way, folks, if you're interested in what's going to be happening to your state with real estate prices, just call our Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate hotline, which is, Chrissy,
yep, absolutely, guys. Anytime, call or text 484-574-4088.
And we're going to talk about, should buying a house be one of your first financial steps this year? And, of course, the answer to that is,
yeah.
Okay. What is happening with the real cost of buying a house?
Oh.
Actually, you might be surprised that in many ways, it's less expensive now than it has been back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and the first 10 years of the 2000s.
Excellent.
Primarily because of interest rates. And we're going to give a little bit of direction on, if you're thinking about selling, what is the best time to list your house?
Very
okay.
good. Yep.
And then we're going to talk about, is the recent dip in interest rates here to stay? And just mention a little bit toward the end, if you're thinking about buying a vacation property, is now a good time to be doing that.
Preferably, for all my talk about great January stuff, preferably in a warmer climate. Wherever you are, pick that vacation home where you can get a little bit of a tan.
Yep, you're right. You are right. I do like Pennsylvania as a place to live, but
absolutely.
I tell you what, those Miami temperatures look awful darn good.
Yes.
Those Miami temperatures look awful darn good.
Oh, good stuff.
Okay, so where's the housing market headed in 2019?
I'm thinking, feeling very bullish on that.
The CoreLogic people is a group of economists that gets convened by the National Association of Realtors four times a year. 105 economists. I don't know why they picked the number 105, but that's
why
what
not?
They have. And they get together four times a year, and they attempt to come up with a consensus, and they always do, as to what is going to be happening with home prices over the next year. And they are saying their crystal ball, and they do it themselves, since Carnac the Magnificent is no longer
love
with us.
That.
Those of you who remember the old Johnny Carson Tonight Show, Carnac the Magnificent.
The turban.
They are saying that home prices in 2019 will appreciate by about 4.8%.
That's not bad.
Over last year. And furthermore, they say nationally, if you buy a house now, 5 years from now, that house is probably going to be worth about 25% more.
That's phenomenal.
Now, the higher priced houses probably are not going to appreciate quite that much. The lower priced houses might appreciate a little bit more.
Sure.
And as I've said before, you only know one thing about a forecast, right, Chrissy?
Exactly.
And that is that it's wrong.
It's usually not spot on, but you're looking for trends.
That's
when the
right.
trends are telling me something, I'm willing to take their word at that.
That's right. So it's, going up, going down. You don't know if it's going to be wrong early, wrong late, wrong high, wrong low. Everybody is saying home prices are going to be appreciating by 4.5% to 5% next
year.
Okay. Now, if you're interested in what's going to be happening in your state,
mm-hmm.
well, I've got that information, too. For example, we've got a lot of listeners down in the Louisiana, Mississippi area.
Oh,
sure. Looks like Mississippi, about 4.7% this year. Louisiana,
nice.
A little bit lower. Give us a call at that Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline. Hey, Louisiana, John, how much the price is going up next year? Just give me an email address, and I'll get that information back to you.
Beautiful.
But it's looking like home prices are going up pretty solidly. The economy is in good shape for 2019.
Very reassuring. I love that.
Now then, what should be your very, very first step checking out your ability to buy a house
oh.
in 2019? Well, the very, very first thing that you ought to do, folks, is... Number one, pick yourself a good realtor.
Absolutely.
I always recommend interviewing at least two, preferably three or four. But the very, very first thing that you ought to do is find out what kind of a loan you pre-qualify for.
Definitely.
And you can do this in a couple of different ways. Again, I would recommend that you select a realtor you're going to be working with. Alternatively, if you're not ready to make that kind of a commitment yet, just call one of the local real estate offices that's well known in your area. And I'm very partial to Keller Williams because I think we have a very, very good screening process to get people on board who are going to be doing a good job. And say, look, what I'd like to find out is what kind of a house I'd be qualified for.
Yep.
And typically, there's no cost or obligation for this. And folks, here's one perhaps kind of a dirty little secret. Almost every mortgage lender operates with the same set of guidelines because, unfortunately, all of the mortgage lending rules are written in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah.
by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And the reason for that is as soon as that loan gets approved and your house gets settled, your mortgage lender is not going to service that himself. He's going to sell it off to Fannie Mae,
yep.
who packages it together with a lot of other mortgage loans into mortgage-backed securities, and that's how the money gets made.
It's a double-edged sword, but
yeah,
there's
but
the reality
lender,
of it.
Your lender probably will not be servicing that loan. He or she is going to be selling it. So get hold of a good realtor, or it's not a bad idea to just look on the yellow pages of the Internet, otherwise known as Google or Yahoo,
that's
and
right.
say, mortgage lender in the Houston area or whatever.
Yep.
And just give them a call and say, look, my situation is thus. I'm not ready to buy yet,
mm-hmm.
but I want to find out what it is I'm qualified for. And again, everybody is going to use the same number cruncher,
yep.
and they're going to come back and tell you what it is you're qualified for and which program you're going to be best suited for.
There you go.
Some people, they're going to be best suited with a 20% down payment. That's going to give you the lowest interest rate
yep.
and the lowest payment. And other people are going to be a 0% down payment because you're a veteran, or someplace in between, maybe a 3.5% down payment.
Yep.
Because you can get an FHA loan for 3.5% down. A little higher interest rate, you're going to be paying PMI, which is primary mortgage insurance.
Right.
But it helps you get into that house right now and helps you save money
yep.
in the long run.
Yeah, you touched on so many good points there, too. Number one, of course, get your hands on a good realtor. But when it comes to these bankers and these finance experts, they don't make a living unless they put you in a home that you're looking for. So honestly, be aware that, yeah, you know, the recession, the Great Recession may have put a couple of dings and bruises in your personal finances, your portfolio, your bank accounts. But chances are excellent. They're going to be able to work some, you know, very understandable magic on you and get you something maybe more than you thought you might be able to do.
Yep. I think most people are going to be very, very pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
You know, some people think you need a credit score of 750 and
right.
a down payment of 20% in order to qualify for a home purchase. Not so.
Exactly.
Google mortgage lenders in whatever area you're in.
Yep.
Give them a call and say, look, here's what I'm thinking about doing. And don't trust any form you fill out on the Internet.
No.
And I would say stay away from Internet-based lenders. I've seen some very, very horrible stories.
I've heard that, too.
About when you come to settlement time and they say, well, now this $5,000 dipsy-doodle fee here.
Yeah. Ugh.
And wait a minute. Now, nobody mentioned the dipsy-doodle fee, but oh, yes, we did. It was in the small print of that application. Stick with a local lender who's a
yep.
bricks-and-mortar guy in your neighborhood. But that is how to make sure that you can qualify for a mortgage. If they say you're qualified for $1.5 million with a $5,000 a month mortgage payment, you don't have to buy something that much, folks.
Don't buy something that high. You heard it from Dad and I here.
And the next thing is, you know, the cost of buying a house across time. I'm looking here at a report that was done just recently. Takes a look at the cost of buying a $250,000 house in the 1970s, 80s, 90s, and
oh,
right now.
Oh, okay.
And guess what? Back in the 80s, buying a $250,000 house would have cost you about $2,700 a month for principal
wow.
and interest. Right now, buying that house for $250,000 would cost you about $1,546.
two important
because
things.
Because the interest rate back then was about 13%, and right now it's under 5%.
Yeah, back in the 80s, you're talking about a $3,000 a month payment. That was about your entire salary back in the day. In the 80s, $36,000 a year. And now it's a fraction of that at the lower interest rates. It's unbelievable.
There again, good realtor can really, really come in handy and be worth his or her weight in gold.
Heck yeah.
The fact that some people are bemoaning the fact that, oh, housing prices have gone up so much, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, give me
folks.
A break.
Housing is really kind of affordable these days, especially if you look at it in terms of, you know, percentage of the median income takes to make a principal and interest payment, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
So talk to a good lender, get yourself a good realtor, and find out. The first thing to find out is how much of a house am I qualified for?
Exactly.
Okay. The best time to list your house if you're thinking about putting it on the market? I get this question a lot. They say, John, what's the best time to list my house?
Mm-hmm.
And whether it is July, October, December, April, I always say today.
Yeah.
And they
with
get
good
their
reason.
Eyes. Their eyes get big, and they say, "Well, aren't most of the houses sold in, you know, the spring of the year?" And it's true. You know, the spring market is when most of the houses get sold, but that's also when most of the houses come on the market.
Yep.
So you got a lot more houses that you're competing against. The best time to get your house on the market is today, because that perfect buyer may show up and be ready to buy today. And if your house isn't on the market, he or she is not going to be able
missed
to
missed opportunities.
Okay.
Time flies. We've only got about 20 seconds left.
Well, folks, thank you very much for listening. Chrissy, thank you again for having me as your guest, and we'll hope to see you next week.
You better believe it. More info next week. Thanks again, Pop. More after this, guys.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you. 800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour, so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient in most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get three free bottles with a qualifying order.
Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started.
Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
Head Ball Coach Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, want to be preneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways to take down dramatically the cost of private school for your kids. We all want the best for our kids. In some cases, the local public school is by far your best choice. That's where I went. That's where my husband went. And sometimes when you're looking around, you have your own kids, your grandkids, you see what they love, you see what they don't love, you see where they respond best and where they learn in the best fashion. A lot of people are leaning away from the public school systems. God bless all of our teachers, public and private both. Here we're talking about ways to get your kids and your grandkids, whatever kids you're focused on, into the school of your choice. Now, when we're talking about earlier, first segment, I think, we talked about negotiating the tuition rates. You are the customer. They are the client. Don't let all the hootie-tootie, oh, we're the best school ever. Guess what? They need you more than you need them. Get in there. Talk to them, see what they have to offer, and if it is the best fit for your kids and grandkids, then you sit down and you say, you know what? Here's what I can do tuition-wise. You're about to get these fantastic kids into your school. They're not going to another school. I'd like them to go here. What kind of breaks can you give me on the tuition? And see what they say. Love this. Next up, this is one I did not know enough about. I think this shows I got to get more involved with my kids' school. Taking advantage of the rewards programs. Just about every private school has them, okay? One huge way to help offset the tuition costs that may not be covered by grants or scholarships, you name it, is to take advantage of rewards programs in your everyday spending. What do I mean? Here's what I mean. Many private schools participate in some sort of tuition reimbursement incentive program, right? Have you guys ever heard the phrase TRIP or SCRIP programs? Okay. It gives tuition reimbursement when you purchase gift cards through the school. Now, this piqued my interest because I am a gift card junkie. It's all I ever give at kids' birthday parties and adult birthday parties and for going away gifts and for new neighbors' gifts and any kind of gifts. Gift cards are it for me. People love them and they're easy to give. They're easy at the holidays. Love gift cards. TRIP and SCRIP programs are all about the gift cards. So I might have to get into this. Here's how it works. Parents or even grandparents or other friends and family members, you get the point, may purchase a gift card or gift cards for participating gas stations and even grocery stores, all the places you already go, as well as restaurants, retail stores. The cards are usually purchased directly from the school. Very easy, okay? The participating retailers then give a certain percentage, not a small percentage, a decent percentage of the gift card amount back to the school. And the school gives those savings, usually between anywhere around 10%, onto the family in the form of tuition reduction. So therefore, let's say you're normally spending $500 a month on groceries, maybe another $250 in gas, okay? Which is pretty normal for a lot of families, myself included. We do far more than that on groceries. If you purchase gift cards through this script program or this trip program for your gas station and your grocery store, you could get up to $70, maybe $80 off your tuition for that month. And some people would say, oh, $80 off tuition, whatever. Guess what $80 turns into after a year? Almost $1,000. $80 a month for a year, you're looking at nearly $1,000. Okay, and those kind of numbers, that is where you make a serious dent in your tuition. Best of all, it's buying all the same stuff at the same places that you normally buy. You're not spending an extra penny more, and instead, you're getting close to $1,000, maybe even more, off your tuition. I love that. I got to look into that, okay? Now, these programs vary a lot from school to school, but it's probably there. It's probably at the private school of your choice, so be sure to ask what sort of reimbursement programs are offered when you do your school visit. All right, they will probably leap forward with information about that because, again, for a family of any size, those kind of programs are going to help. It's all good. Now, here's another one that I really like, and this is one I wanted to make sure we had time to touch base on. Getting family assistance, all right? You don't go out to gift cards or programs or government this or whatever that. You pull your family around you and the people you care about, and you say, look, these beautiful kids, maybe, you know, public school isn't quite the right fit. I've got my eye on a school. It's going to cost X amount per year. And maybe that pares down to a few hundred a month. And you start saying to them, you know what? You love these kids. They love you. Rather than, you know, elaborate Christmas presents or elaborate birthday presents or elaborate, you know, days out to fun parks or whatever. Maybe think about scaling that back and having your family and anybody else who's near and dear to your household pitching in with this family assistance, all right? Think about the generous grandparents in your life or the generous parents or aunts and uncles, the ones that love to send that little something in each birthday card or the Christmas card or the Hanukkah card, whatever it is. What if you, just do a mental note here, add it all up in your head. Are we talking about thousands of dollars with regards to toys? God bless them, a little overpriced. When it comes to the gadgets, do you have grandparents that are buying gadgets galore out of the love and the hard work of their hearts? They love giving these kids, you know, these gifts and everything else. I get it. I've got wonderful family members like that too. How would it translate if you were instead putting those numbers down on paper? How much are they spending in their incredible loving generosity for your kids? How would that translate towards, say, a parochial school education or a Christian school or your local private school? Would, you know, putting those numbers on paper, would it cut the cost in half if instead these family members put their money towards the education as well? Give some serious thought to having a quiet chat with all of them and saying, look, here's where your grandchild or your niece or nephew would thrive. Here's the money it's going to take. I would suggest, in all of my loving heart, what if you guys pitched in that amount in cash or maybe even less than what they're spending on gifts this year? Make it a real win-win for them and ask them instead if maybe, just maybe, thinking outside the box, rather than doing all that shopping and all those wonderful gifts, which quite frankly, if your kids are anything like my kids or your grandkids are anything like my kids, they are already blessed with tremendous amounts of electronics already, in school already, much less in their private life. Have them think long and hard about donating that same amount towards their education. You might just find it really hits a wonderful chord with them. The fact that one of their lasting, loving legacies to these kids, may we all be around for decades to come to enjoy each other's company, may it come down to the legacy of their grandparents' generosity and their parents' and aunts' and uncles' generosity, be maybe not so many gadgets that we all love, and in this day and age, they kind of get used, forgotten, God forbid, broken kind of quickly. How would you like it if your legacy to your kids, or the grandparents' legacy to their grandkids, or beloved aunts and uncles, if their legacy was a quality education that would have been impossible without their patronage? What kind of gifts would you like to be remembered for? All right, if you're a grandparent, if you're an aunt or an uncle, or, you know, you've got kids in your life and you love giving them gifts, what would you think of a gift that gave them the incredible benefit of a private school education when perhaps the public school isn't quite getting it done for all of their hard work. And again, God bless the teachers, public, private, and otherwise of this earth. What would your kids, grandkids think of a legacy from you of a private school education that would have been impossible without their help? That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Make it happen, guys. If this is a goal that we're really kind of, you know, setting the flame to it here, make it happen. No one can do it better than you. Go out there, make it happen, and tell me your feedback. Tell me your thoughts. Tell me what worked. Tell me what didn't. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap and small, and not too steep.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.